Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today two people from an organization headquartered down in the port area. Actually, both port area and the railroad, center of railroad traffic in Anchorage, Alaska. This is Alaska Humanities Forum. And we have two people in here today. One is Cameron Perez-Verdia and Jen Milet. And who's going to start speaking first?
Jen, you want to start?
Sure.
Go for it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to come in today. We have a number of longstanding ongoing programs at the Forum, but also some events and dates and things that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. And so it's a great opportunity to be able to share some of the deadlines and events and just some of the things going on at the Forum.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. And we're excited to have a conversation and to share a little bit about our organization. Our organization is one that many people have heard of but may not know all the different things that we do. And so we're excited to share some of that information. And then, as Jan said, to give people some updates on up-and-coming events and opportunities that we have.
So for those listeners who may not know what the Alaska Humanities Forum is, much less what it does, how about a kind of a brief description? What is the Alaska Humanities Forum's purpose?
Sure, I'll start. So just a bit of history. The Alaska Humanities Forum is about 45 years old, and its origin really comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The National Endowment for the Humanities was formed in the 60s, and soon after its creation, it created what they call state councils. So each state has a council that receives funding and support from the National Endowment for the Humanities. And so we are the Alaska Council. And so in the early 70s, the organization was formed really to engage communities and to facilitate conversations of importance, to share the stories of our past, our present, and to really get people thinking about the future of our state, and to do things like bridge differences and to connect people in lots of different ways. And so still to today, that's our mission. Our mission is to connect Alaskans through stories, ideas, and experiences in order to strengthen our communities and empower the people throughout Alaska. And so and we do that in lots of different ways. We really have three core areas. We run a variety of leadership programs, which bring leaders together from across the state and across different sectors. We run a variety of education and youth programs, which are helping to prepare youth for the future, helping to bridge urban-rural divides, helping to prepare urban and rural teachers to really meet the needs of their diverse kids that they serve. And then the third core area is really around public programming, and that's can be lots of different things, and you'll hear some of that today, but it's really about bringing the community together in all different parts of Alaska and having conversations about things that are important and ensuring that we're strengthening communities and connecting people through those conversations. So
That's a nice comprehensive overview, and I'm wondering if either one of you could describe a couple of examples that inform where those things you've described actually happen, and how people might have noticed the activity of the Alaska Humanities Forum, even though they might not have been printed with the name Humanities Forum on it. Jan, maybe?
Yeah, well, in the three areas that Cameron mentioned with education and youth, we're just coming off of a couple of summer sessions, teachers going to culture camps to prepare for coming into new community, new teaching community, either from the lower 48 or for somewhere else in the state. So really becoming deeply immersed in the community and the culture that they'll be teaching in. And another program that's about to start to launch is Sister School Exchange. And there have been families, students here in Palmer who most recently exchanged with students in Buckland. So they did a small, throughout the year, they're following a curriculum and they're learning together and communicating. And then it comes together with experiences in both of the communities where they visit one another. So,
how would those teachers who participated in the program both find out about it and either be chosen or elect to do it? Because I'm guessing not every single teacher who is new to the state is able to do the program.
Yeah, we have. So certainly one of the things, and we'll our website is a great resource for anybody who's listening today. It's akhf.org. And I would really encourage people to go there to learn more about all the different things that we're going to talk about today. But so they can contact us and certainly apply to be a school that would be involved in the Sister School Exchange Program. Right. There's also opportunities for teachers. As we mentioned, we have a program called Educator Cross-Cultural Immersion, and it's an opportunity for urban teachers like those here in Palmer to sign up and to have an opportunity to go out to a culture camp somewhere in rural Alaska and to have an amazing experience. And to, as a part of that, also take a master's level course and to get credit for that as well. So there's those kinds of opportunities. And the programs that I would mention, because you're right, oftentimes people know of the programs but may not know that they're connected to the Alaska Humanities Forum. Leadership Anchorage is an example of a program that we just finished our 20th year. Mm-hmm. And there are about 350 alumni from all over Alaska who have gone through that program. Another one, the one we were just talking about, is actually the full name is Rose Cross Cultural Exchange. That's been around for almost two decades now. And so those programs and many more have been things that we've been working on for a long, long, long time. People also may be familiar with our magazine, which comes out three times a year. And is sent all over Alaska and tells stories of not only the work that we're doing, but tells the many stories of what's going on throughout Alaska.
Mike Malevsky here, and I'm talking with Cameron and Jan, who are here from the Alaska Humanities Forum, which has its headquarters down near Ship Creek.
Yeah.
Down in Anchorage. Humanities. So far we've done a nice job of, I think, pointing out some of the education programs that are out there. How does humanities creep into the activities of the Humanities Forum?
Yeah, I really love this conversation because I think that for many people, the word humanities can mean lots of different things. I've talked to people that remember that class that they took in college or they know somebody that works at a university works in the quote-unquote humanities. Our organization is really focused on community work and on really strengthening communities. And we do that in a really unique way. Many people convene conversations and many people run youth programs and leadership programs and all the different kinds of work to strengthen communities in lots of different ways. And what makes us really unique is not only what we do, but how we do it. And we do our work using the humanities. The humanities are our tool. And the way I would define humanities is that it's the stories of our human experience. It's the stories of our past. It's the stories of your life and my life. It's these interesting human stories that help us to learn, help us to connect, help us to bridge differences. So what we do is we use the humanities as told in many forms, film, literature, history, theater, spoken word, all of these are different forms of telling the story of human beings. So we use those in the work we do. And all the work we do, we use those stories as a tool for connecting community.
Okay. Now, I know also, since I know a little bit about the Humanities Forum, that there are some funds available to support a variety of people who want to do just what you've described. And do the work of humanities through a variety of forms. It might be writing, it might be a variety of other art and other projects. What are some specific examples that people might, as they listen, be able to say, oh, okay, we understand how that works. Jan?
Yeah, we had a story in our recent Forum magazine that just came out last week about a project. Holly Nordlum had been making a film about traditional tattooing, for instance. And that story came out in the magazine. So it's a great read if people get a chance to go on and take a look at that. But as Cameron mentioned, there's also some literature. There's a book that's just been created called Story Knife with some traditional stories. It's a illustrated book, short book. Community conversations and bringing people together. Some community gatherings have been funded and supported. And there are grants that are mini grants up to $2,000 that are done on a rolling basis. So that's an open application period. And then we have annual grants up to $10,000 that are due in December. So it's really a way to invest in Alaskans being part of creating and sharing the narrative of our state and sharing the, again, the stories and the experiences and being part of our history, collective history.
So since you've mentioned those kind of grants, let's have you describe either one. How does a person who might be hearing this say, oh, I have a story idea. Who do I contact, how and when?
Yeah, we and so it's so much fun because we get to run these different programs that we've been talking about, and we also get to grant out money. And so we are unique in that we can grant in individuals, we can grant to organizations. And as Jan mentioned, we have a rolling grant, which means that we can grant throughout the whole year. And then there's the annual grant, which happens once a year. But so again, I would advise people to go to our website at www.akhf.org to learn more about the grants. There's an app application online. You can get all of the information you would need. The other thing I would really encourage people who may have never written a grant, may not have applied for anything like this, is that it's a really easy process. And we would encourage you to call a good person to call. Her name is Megan Zlatos, and she is our director of both grants and public programs. She's a great person to call and just talk about your idea. I have this idea. I want to tell this story. I want to share this really creative thing I have, and it's really going to help people to learn more about X. And so call and have a conversation with her, and she'll walk you through the process. It's pretty easy. And we're really always excited about new ideas and new thoughts from different parts of Alaska.
And they are varied. You know, as we mentioned, a couple of examples of very different things. One of the new initiatives we have that's a little bit more theme-based is called Human Ties. The grant period is open until the end of this month, so the deadline is the 31st. And it's specifically to fund a creative advocacy project that focuses on homelessness and community isolation. So the idea is to support a project that an artist or group of artists creates that tries to capture the stories of homelessness and to explore the conditions, the experiences of people who are experiencing homelessness. So that's a very specific theme or area that we're exploring right now in a couple different ways. And that's a grant that's open until the end of this month.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Timely. Yeah. Timely. We're talking about this. Jan, by the way, is the Director of Development and Communications for the Alaska Humanities Forum. And Cameron, we didn't mention your title. You have two. Which goes first? You're president and CEO of the organization,
right? Yeah, right. Proud to be that. Yeah, and I want to make sure that we share a few more things that are going on, because we mentioned the Human Ties grant, and again, that the application is online, so I'd encourage people to go out and check that out. We also, each year, we partner with the Alaska State Council on the Arts to do the Governor's Arts and Humanities Awards. And this is an incredible event that happens down in Juneau that the governor attends, and we honor people who've done amazing work in both the arts and in the humanities. And so the application or the nomination process is open now. You can go on our website. And if you know somebody who has really been a leader, and we have three areas that we're focusing on, leadership, community, and education. And so you can learn more about those awards and what the nomination process is like on our website. But I would really encourage people to go and check that out. If they know somebody who they'd like to nominate, I would encourage them to do so. And those nominations are due on September 1st.
Okay. A lot of things coming up in a little while.
Yeah.
Jan, did you have other events coming up as well?
I do. A couple other, another deadline along with the Governor's Awards is, Cameron mentioned Leadership Anchorage, our program that's been going on for 20 years now, and the application period is open through September 8th for the 21st cohort. So similar process, online application, and if people have questions or want to know more about the program, they're definitely welcome to come in and speak with us as well to learn about it. But it draws from across sectors and backgrounds. It's a leadership development program, again, based in the humanities and cross-cultural exploration. And it we have a cohort of, we had 24 last year go through together. So we're looking for a group to go through for this 21st class.
Okay. Yep. Now, from time to time, you also have events, smaller events that happen around Anchorage, perhaps other places, perhaps even at the headquarters for the Humanities Forum. Do you have any of those coming up in the near future?
We do, actually. Tomorrow night, we have something that is starting up our community conversations. It's a new program, I guess you could say, that we're kicking off with this issue of Forum Magazine. There was an article and a discussion guide in the magazine, again, around the topic of homelessness, which I mentioned with Human Ties. And the idea is to use this article as a conversation starter. So there were three interviews in the article about homelessness, different perspectives and angles. And so the idea is to get people together. It's not to necessarily problem solve or debate the issue, but more just to come together and think differently and hear people's stories and experiences to get a little bit of a different angle on the topic.
Yeah, and that event will be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But we've also have this really, really interesting new idea, and that is that we're encouraging people to host their own conversations in their own communities throughout Alaska.
Okay.
And so if you're interested, we have a process we call microgrants. And so you can apply. It's a very, very quick process. You can get $200 to help pay for food or for a facilitator. And we'll also send you a packet with some of the materials. And you can host a conversation using that article in your own community. And so that's available now, that the people can contact us and get more information about that. And then every issue of the magazine from here on out will have an article specifically to be used as a discussion piece. The next one we're looking at is likely going to be around our duty bound, which is working on veterans issues. And then the episodes or the issues beyond that will have the different topics. And so that's another opportunity for people to go to our website and learn more about and to host their own conversation in their own community, at their own home or their community center or wherever they are.
So Alaska Humanities Forum, how many years has this been in existence?
45.
Yes. 45. That's a big number. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long, really rich history. The past CEOs have been folks that many people know, and it's been an organization that has been involved in lots of important conversations. It was involved in some of the early conversations around the permanent fund. It was involved in some of the early conversations that helped to form the organization Best Beginnings, and so it's really been a convener and a host of really important conversations that have happened throughout the state. The urban-rural exchange program was really founded after some really disturbing things that happened in Anchorage that people remember around paintball and some attacks that happened on Alaska Native people in Anchorage. And so some people got together and said, you know, we need to have some better communication and conversations to understand this urban-rural divide, this division that was felt. And so for the last, 16 to 17 years now, we've been doing these exchanges, which are giving our youth an opportunity to learn what it's like to live in a completely different environment, different culture. And it's been a really exciting thing.
So given the long history and the participation across a lot of Alaska, question that comes up these days is, how do you evaluate and determine how good, what kind of impact, when you should continue something, when you should evolve it, those kind of questions?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great question. And we talk about that a lot, about, what does it mean for a community to be strengthened? What does it mean for a community to be healthier? And how do you know that progress is being made in that work? And I'm not sure we've figured that out yet. What we do know is we know that that the conversations that we've had with our partner organizations and with the people who participate in our programs feel like through their participation, the work that we do, that they're more informed, that they're more engaged in their community, that they're more connected to those that they live around. And that they begin to understand those that are different from them, have different perspectives, or come from a different culture. But I think that as we move forward, we need to begin to learn more about how we can measure that and how we can demonstrate that the progress is being made. And so that's an ongoing challenge that we have. But we will begin to show in some areas, I'll give you an example, the programs that we've been doing in the Northwest Arctic and the Lower Kuskokwim are showing that the teachers that are going through the cultural programs that we're doing are staying significantly longer than the average. Wow. So because they're coming through our programs and they're being connected to community and with kids, and they're doing that as a way of orienting them to the community and the schools, those teachers are staying longer, which is not only having a positive impact on learning and on the school and community environment, it's having an economic impact on that school, because the cost of training and hiring new teachers each year is an amazing expense. And so that's one example of where we're seeing really measurable change that's happening as a result of the work we're doing.
Well, that you've mentioned expense and money. The forum must receive a wide variety of money from different sources, because the work you've described is pretty extensive. Tell us a little bit about that, and also tag on if there was a listener that was interested in helping the forum continue its work, how they would go about that.
Well, we do receive funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities, from NEH, funding that we are required to match. So we are needing to find foundations, organizations, and individuals across Alaska who are willing to invest in the work as well, in the programs, and join us as partners in that work. And we have online, there's a donation button. It's a very easy way to just make a gift online, or sending a check, or stopping by our offices to see us. There's a envelope as well in the Forum magazine. So if people have received the Forum magazine already, they could send us a check there. And if you want to receive the magazine we've been talking about and you're not on our list, just hopping online and signing up for that magazine is another great way to get connected with us.
And that's a really great way to begin to become more familiar with who we are. Mm-hmm. And signing up for the magazine is, there's no cost to it. Now, we encourage people, if they're going to get the magazine, to contribute to our organization, but there's no obligation to do that. But it's an opportunity to get the magazine sent to your home and to learn more about the work that we do and learn more about these incredible stories that are being told all over Alaska. And that's a good first start.
Okay. And it's important, I think, to remind listeners also that the Alaska Humanities Forum is a nonprofit organization.
That's right.
So you operate under the guidelines for nonprofits, from the IRS, et cetera. And being a convener and surviving as long as it has suggests that you're doing something right.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I feel like that the work is more important now than ever. We're hearing from communities all across Alaska that people are not talking as much as they should. People are not coming together and having the conversations about subsistence, about racism, about about education, about the things about the changing climate. All these topics that are affecting everyone's lives, but they're not necessarily talking about them and coming up with collective solutions for what we're going to do about it. So the work is more important now than ever. And I would just add on to what Jan said, is that, you know, the only way that we do our work is that we get this funding, but it requires that we have 100% support from the community. Mm-hmm. And so we are very dependent on those of you out there listening, that you will learn about us and contribute to our organization. And I do think that we're doing some things right. We are not an organization that necessarily takes a side. We are an organization that creates a safe and creative table for people to come together and to have really good conversations and to think and talk about the things that are affecting all of us. And through that, I think people come away more aware and more connected and better prepared to make good decisions about what's going on in Alaska.
Okay. Well, Jan, Cameron, we've somehow managed to use up almost an entire half hour. I've asked a bunch of questions. Are there any last comments either one of you would like to make before we finish?
No, just that, you know, this theme underneath the work, this theme of cross-cultural connections that Cameron's spoken about, what's exciting to me about the work is that we're responding to emerging and current needs. The programming that's coming up, some of it we mentioned is longstanding and it's continuing and evolving. And others, we have people come to us with ideas, or we're working with a partner in an area and we see an opportunity and we're able to be creative and go with it and address the need and meet the need and engage people across the state in the work. So I'm just excited by the work and by things we mentioned that are coming up in the near future, and encourage people to, again, get on our website, take a look at the magazine, stop by for one of the events that we're hosting, and just, you know, join us and check it out. So thank you.
Yeah, I would just add that one of the things we haven't talked much about, we over the last few years have put a lot of thought and energy into an area we call Duty Bound. And it began as an effort to engage our veterans community, our military community, with folks who are not involved in the military or not the veterans, and really bridging that divide that we saw. And we have such a large military and veteran community here in Alaska. And that work has been amazing. It has brought people together and have conversations about service and about our country and about war and about how to make sure that we all have a better understanding about those experiences that so many Alaskans have. And so that will be another theme you'll see. We'll have a number of community conversations around that. You'll see some material coming out in our magazine. And so that's an area that I think is important to mention. And again, I would encourage people to go onto our website at akhf.org. Learn more about all of the things that we're doing. I'm sure that whoever is listening will find something that is fascinating and relevant for them.
Okay. Well, once again, I want to thank Jan and Cameron for coming in today and talking about the Alaska Humanities Forum.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good day.